It's a story of love and jealousy, of struggle and power, and of David slaying the giant Goliath. Handel's opera Saul is the centrepiece of next year's Adelaide Arts Festival. The Chorus of Saul, directed by one of Australia's most acclaimed and provocative opera directors, Barry Kosky. Barry Kosky was the youngest ever artistic director of the Adelaide Festival back in 1996. He was just 29 years old. Since then, he's gone on to captivate and often shock audiences with his subversive operatic style. Barry Kosky joined me earlier from Berlin. Barry, welcome back to breakfast.
Thank you very much. It's late my night, but early your morning.
It certainly is. After all of these years and your great success on the international stage, you are now set to return to the Adelaide Festival with a fairly grand gesture in the form of Saul, the opera. Why is Saul right for the Adelaide Festival?
Well, it's right for a number of reasons. On a very personal level, I actually have never, ever brought a production to the Adelaide Festival. So that's very, very exciting. But the major thrill is to come back with this production, which I premiered last year in Glyndebourne in the UK. And it was a wonderful experience. It's an extraordinary, powerful evening of music theatre. And there's a lot of surprises in it.
Just tell me about that, because you've been called everything from a visionary to a heretic. Which one are we getting with Saul?
Oh, you always get a mixture, Fran. I'm never one thing. I think that I'm the last person you should ask about what my production is. I can tell you what I've tried to do with the piece, and I think there's a lot of humour in the piece, there's a lot of tragedy in the piece, there's a lot of dancing in the piece, there are extraordinary chorus pieces, and I think I've tried to create, like I do in all my opera productions, a visceral evening of music theatre where the audience are taken on a journey somewhere. That's very important for me as a director.
I've seen a little bit of the vision of it, of your production, and I was struck by the chorus. I don't go to opera a lot, but it seemed to me like the chorus was very central to this story. Is it a bigger than chorus than usual?
No, it's about 40, but the thing is that they have a lot to do. They have a lot to do musically, because there is these extraordinary Handel choruses with these sort of large fugues and very interesting contrapuntal writing, and they're very powerful pieces. And they perform a lot of roles in the piece. And so the chorus have to sing, they have to dance, they have to act. And in all my productions, the chorus have a very seminal role. So the Aussie chorus, they'll have a lot of work cut out for them.
And Barry Kosky, is opera your preferred mode of working, of directing at the moment? I mean, and how much of your work as a theatre director, how does that influence you, perhaps the work you do with opera, differently to other opera directors?
I had a very perverse beginning, because I actually started doing opera before I started doing sort of theatre. And then I oscillated in Australia. In Europe, about 80% of my work in the last 16 years has been opera. Now I run an opera company in Berlin, so I really am, that's where I feel most at home. When I do straight theatre, or I do a play, or I do a new developed work every few years, it's like a lovely holiday. But I really, you know, I've been put on this planet to direct opera, so that's what I do.
In Europe, is opera more an event for the masses than it is here? You know, it still has the tag here, I think, of for the elites.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, because, of course, I mean, in Europe, you know, they own it. It's very much part of the cultural DNA. So the arguments about, you know, for the masses or elitism is not there. Secondly, they're highly subsidised. So, and they are subsidised, which means the ticket prices are ridiculously low compared to Australia or America or even England now. So this means that a student in Germany can get in and have a wonderful seat for 12 euros. So an argument about elitism goes completely away. But more importantly, they invented it, and it's part of a larger cultural picture. The problem Australia has is that it's an inherited art form, and that means that the roots of the tree don't go reach down further enough. So even though we've had extraordinary Australian singers and great Australian opera artists over the last 200 years, it's something that really Australians don't feel they own opera, even though we do it very, very well.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Barry Kosky is our guest. He's an Australian, but he directs an opera company in Berlin. and he's bringing the production of Saul over to the Adelaide Festival. That notion that opera is accessible and that the 12 euro door price means a lot of, you know, young kids and people without money are going to see the opera. Does that change the way you direct the opera?
No. I mean, the shows that I direct in Berlin, or the directors that I use, you know, I ask them to just do their work, and quite frankly, nothing thrills me more than having an audience that's full of students and middle-aged people and old people. I'm not ageist. My favorite audiences are very mixed, and certainly in Berlin, they're incredibly mixed. Our average audience age is 48, which is remarkably low for an opera company, or young, I should say, for an opera company.
You've had a lot of success there in Germany, in Berlin, with the Komische Oper, which you direct. You've had success, as I understand it, with box office, but also theatrical acclaim. As you've told us, there you are, embedded in the heart of opera. Can you ever see yourself coming back home?
Not to live. My home is not in Australia anymore. It never really was. I had a great childhood. I was lucky to be, you know, given lots of opportunities by my parents and my grandparents, and had a very enjoyable middle class life in Melbourne. But I always knew that there was something that didn't connect about the place with me. I'm not talking about Melbourne. I'm talking about Australia. Mm. And I was very lucky to have my 10 years of training and development and doing my work in Australia and being supported by fantastic people and mentors and being encouraged and whatever. But I knew always felt that it just wasn't me. And I'd much rather be a stranger in Berlin, which I am. I'm not German. I'd much rather be a stranger in Berlin than a stranger in my country of birth.
And how does Berlin embrace the stranger?
Well, it does. It's a city of traditionally and historically of exile. So, I mean, it's an extraordinary. It's only 3.5 million people. It's not like Paris or London or New York. It doesn't have this large scale metropolis feel, but it is a cultural capital. So you've got 3 large opera companies. You've got 7 large symphony orchestras. You've got over 40 theatres. It's unbelievable. And the government's, the arts budget of Berlin is €500 million a year.
So we could take
just
a lesson
in Berlin.
We could learn a lesson from Berlin.
I mean, the Germans are just serious about it. You know, I did an interview with someone in Australia last week, and they're saying, oh, you know, arts policy this and arts policy that, and arts politicians. I said, we don't need an arts policy. You just need to give the Australia Council $100 million extra a year to do their work well. It's already the Australia Council. It's functioned very well for the last 30, 40 years. We don't need an arts policy. You just need to allow the Australia Council to have more money to give to more artists to produce the work. It's very, very simple. Very, very simple.
Barry Kosky, he's the director of the Komische Oper in Berlin, and his production of Saul is one of the star turn, probably the star turn, at next year's Adelaide Arts Festival. So adelaidefestival.com.au if you want to book some tickets, get in early. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 27 minutes to 9.